bring in the man who obviously was looking at this game play-by-play last night and give us an idea of what he saw and what the Eagles are saying today about their performance last night. Tim McManus covering the Eagles for ESPN.com. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Timmy, we got the full football Monty going right now. What did you think about last night, your overall assessment?
Well, there's a lot to chew on coming off of that game. I mean, the first thing that stands out is that Nick Foles did not look in his Super Bowl MVP form, and then, of course, exits early with that shoulder injury, which at least he was spinning optimistically at the end of that game, and we'll see if that proves true. We're awaiting results of that MRI to see exactly what is going on with him. But, you know, I think it was a reminder, Mike, that if there is good Nick Foles and then there's not so good Nick Foles. And after the Super Bowl and that amazing run that he had with the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, it was kind of like bottled. And if we never saw, you know, it was as if he was always going to stay on that trajectory in some people's minds, I think. But there is an up and down nature to Foles' games that we've seen over the course of his career. And I think that was kind of reemphasized, even though given it was a preseason game last night. And then, you know, Sudfeld coming in the meanwhile, I thought was tremendous. That's the best that I've ever seen him. And I don't care if it's preseason or not. I think that there were some throws that he was making last night that were, there's like legit pro throws. And I think you have to be encouraged if you're the Eagles coaching staff about Sudfeld right now.
Tim, last week, Dallas Goedert was the player of the game. In this game, he did have a couple catches, but he missed a couple of really obvious blocks and stood straight up on one and didn't get into good position. What did you think of him last night?
I think that he's going to have some rookie bumps along the way. And there was a bit of an up and down nature probably to last night's game. But one thing that has been encouraging about Goddard is that he's shown that he's a willing blocker. And I think that's a huge part of the whole equation when you're talking about tight ends. I mean, he's not a traditional inline tight end. They didn't draft him to be one. It's going to be a little bit unique because you have two guys that are similar in style in Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. And while both of them are willing blockers, neither of them, that's not like their absolute forte. So there are going to be some bumps, but overall, I think the way that he's able to separate Mike, that's the main thing. He's going to be a playmaker for this team, and they'll probably start out using him just in a smaller package and have him grow and just give him little by little and see what he can handle.
All right, let's look at the fourth running back. And, Brian, you could chime in on this as well. They're going to have to pick one. Now, the two they played last night really didn't do that much. And I know Smallwood plays on special teams, but Smallwood Jones last night did not grasp the job. And then there's still Adams and Pumphrey that are out there. So are we any closer to that?
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear what BUS has to say about this. But I didn't think that either of those running backs really separated themselves from the pack last night. Jones may have gone in the opposite direction, that you can't really trust them too much in the passing game. So there's really nobody out of sort of that four of the four guys that are competing for it that have established themselves. So it always makes you wonder, well, you know, do they end up going in a different direction than one of those guys for a fourth running back? Do they just go Wendell Smallwood by default because he's been contributing on special teams? But I don't think any of those guys have really separated themselves.
I think Tim may have made a couple good points. You know, for the Eagles, and this is the weird thing about the NFL, but right around cutdown time, some running back around the league that has played himself into a spot on a team, not necessarily on the team that he's played all preseason with, will be released. I have a feeling that Howie Roseman will be looking on that waiver wire for guys that have been released and trying to find another guy because, you know, you've given Smallwood a lot of opportunities throughout his couple years here. Jones, it just doesn't fit the bill. Josh Adams probably will go to practice squad. And so you're going to try to get that first weekend with your three guys, your three horses, Ajayi, Clement, and Sproles. And if you can find another guy, and maybe it's Smallwood, but if you find another guy off that waiver wire, that may be some time to ramp him up, put him on some special teams, and see if he can help you out in the future if you need him.
Yeah, there's always a guy like Kenyon Barner who will be available, right? Like that type of that type of running back will be out there for them to grab, right?
You never know. Hopefully a better player than Kenyon Barner. I think Kenyon Barner is a quality backup, but he's probably not the guy you're looking for this year.
No, not him specifically. I'm talking about that kind of that ilk of player.
Yep.
Tim, you know, the all-important slot cornerback position last night. Sidney Jones got a lot of playing time. Maddox got some playing time. How did that grade out for you?
I thought that, you know, Maddox got in there with the first team, and of course he gave up the touchdown. And this is going to be an ongoing experiment, I think, for Jim Schwartz to figure out the best fit along there. Ultimately, I would lean towards Sidney Jones getting that job, given that he has more experience and he certainly has a pretty high pedigree. He did have the one whiff and gave up a touchdown, but I also thought that there were some good things that Jones showed last night. And one of them that really just jumps out at you, which you see when you watch him on a daily basis, is just his ability to close. I mean, he's got top-end speed and athleticism that I think will serve him really well. So even though maybe it wasn't as clean of a game that you would like to see from Jones, I think ultimately he showed some good things as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up, you know, getting significant playing time once they start up the regular season here.
Brian, what did you think of Sidney Jones last night? There was a couple of obvious tackles that he missed.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right now, you didn't bring Sidney Jones in here
to tackle.
Right? You brought him in here to cover. I think he can cover. I think he can help this team. And you got to also remember, this is his real first training camp. So this is his first time getting in there, mixing it up on the NFL level. I mean, I know he played a little bit towards the end of the season last year, but now he has his legs underneath him. I think it's going to take a little bit of time just to get him ramped up. I think Sidney Jones will be okay once he gets all the way up to speed and things like that. My big question really for Tim is, what about Rasul Douglas? I see he's taking some bad angles in the run game, trying to stop things. I mean, he jumps out on film because he's tall, he's long, but the question obviously is, can he cover? What have you seen so far, Tim?
I think that he's been giving up too much deep. I mean, what it looks like to me is when it's like an in-breaking situation where he has to come in and a pass deflect somebody that's in front of him. And he does it really well because he has the length and he's able to kind of, he's got the athleticism where he can maneuver. But as far as his deep ball speed, that's something leaves a little something to be desired. And so that's, you know, that's the one thing that I think is holding Rasul Douglas back, because he'll show you some nice things. And either we'll step up and make some tackles every once in a while. He made a couple of those last night. But then he can beat you when he gets burned down the field. So, you know, we checked in last week with Corey Unlund to see if he had any kind of thought about moving him to safety or slot. And the answer in both of those circumstances was no. They're still working him exclusively on the outside. He's not somebody that I don't think will end up being, you know, a regular contributor barring injury, but, you know, they at least have him for depth, and I think you can do worse there.
Tim, they started Douglas at cornerback, and Sidney Jones didn't – I don't know how much corner he played last night, but do they see Sidney Jones as a corner or a slot? Like, are they just, like, buying time for him, or what do you think?
I think ultimately they absolutely think that he can do both. But what we've seen in practice is him getting a whole lot of slot work. And so they really seem to be experimenting there. And as we get closer and closer to the regular season and he continues to work in that capacity, you wonder if they're not thinking about potentially deploying him there once the regular season starts and maybe along with the first string. But, you know, I don't think – he didn't play a whole lot of slot at Washington, if memory serves. So this is all kind of new to him, and I don't think they necessarily think that he's exclusively going to be a slot corner for his career. They just feel good, I think, about Mills and Darby and what they're doing on the outside, and both of those guys have been excellent all summer. And so they're finding ways to get Sidney Jones on the field, and right now it looks like slot's the way to do it, so that's kind of the way it's going. But I could envision long-term, Mike, that he has an expanded role that includes the outside.
Last question is this. And we talk about this hunger it takes to get back to a Super Bowl, and then that's why a lot of teams get back there, because they can't replicate that same hunger. I know it's early in the process, but the two strengths of the Eagles' offense, the defensive line, to me didn't show any hunger last night. Is that concerning, or is it just the preseason slog?
Honestly, I think it was good for them. I mean, I don't think that it's an indicator that this team is in trouble. I think that the offensive and defensive lines will continue to be a strength for this team. The Eagles weren't certainly at full bore. You were missing receivers. You were missing your starting quarterback. There was you were missing Jalen Mills. There was a number of guys that weren't on the field that will be presumably once you get to the opener, or at least close into the regular season. But saying that, you know, I think that this was a healthy dose of competition for this team. I think that the Patriots were motivated, maybe more motivated than typically you would see for a preseason game, and maybe being a little bit more exotic and bringing more men in blitz schemes than you would anticipate in a preseason game as well. And heck, they even played Tom Brady for a half.
Yeah, they did.
So, you know what I mean? So I think that it was good. And if they needed any kind of sort of wake-up call, welcome to 2018 moment, maybe that this is it, where it's like, okay, you know, Nick Foles isn't going to be a hero forever. You know, while that's all amazing what happened last year, you know, it doesn't guarantee us anything for this season. And so maybe it serves to kind of recalibrate them and get them in a good spot as they start focusing in now on week one.
And a tender moment at the end, Tim, where Brady and you know, goes over to Nicky Foles, you know, something he didn't do after the Super Bowl, and expresses some tender thoughts.
How about
that?
Yeah, I thought that was nice. I thought that there was more of a more love shown towards Carson Wentz, to be honest.
Yeah, he fawned over Wentz before the game.
It seemed like a warmer moment there to me.
Well, of course, he's the starter. You know, he's the elitist, Tom Brady. Come on.